Today on Annenberg Radio News. Music students at three local high schools get a special surprise. Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for Tuesday, February 9th, 2010. I'm Megan McCarty. The budget balancing continues in the City Council. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa went before City Council recommending the city immediately lay off 300 workers. The council last week gave 30 days to figure out alternatives to layoffs. Workers and several council members disagreed with Villaraigosa's plea. The mayor says there are no alternatives.
We don't take these decisions lightly, but we know ultimately layoffs will be a part of the equation.
The issue has yet to be resolved. The LA County Sheriff's Department says it will have to spend its own money and resources to track new parolees released by the state. About 6,500 new parolees are expected to land in LA County under a prisoner release program mandated by the federal government. The program began this year. County Supervisor Mike Antonovich said today he's concerned about how the Sheriff's Department is going to pay for the extra work and the outcomes.
You're going to have a spike in crime. You're going to have a severe impact on our mental health system.
Supervisors learned today of a major obstacle to the inmate release. County Director of Mental Health Marvin Southard told the board confidentiality concerns are making it difficult to know the mental health needs of many of the new parolees. That means the cost is still a big question mark. Supervisor Zev Zaroslavsky asked the county's attorneys to look into an injunction to delay the prison releases and to make sure the county gets reimbursed. The new state law is intended to lower the caseload of parole agents to allow them to focus on the most serious and violent parolees and to reduce overcrowding in the state's prisons. Teachers and students from five Los Angeles communities want more funding and control for their schools. Stephanie Guzman is live at Pio Pico Elementary School, where supporters are marching. Stephanie?
Hello. I was just on Arlington Avenue, where about 100 parents and teachers, and actually some students, are huddled under their umbrellas to block the rain, and they're walking about a mile to protest the budget cuts and the possibility that public schools will be turned into charter schools. The issue started when Pio Pico, which is on Arlington Avenue, it's a school K through 8th grade, was going to move about a couple of the students to a new school being built just a couple blocks down the road. Now that school may be given to a charter school, but it's up to Superintendent Cortinas to make that decision. Rosie Mora, who is a third grade teacher at Pio Pico, says that if that occurs, if that school does turn into a charter school, Pio Pico will not get a new school, and teachers are expected to start getting pink slips around March 15th. This is a protest that is occurring throughout Los Angeles, and it's going on in a number of different schools throughout the county.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Sure, thank you. Have a nice day.
The suspected killer of an anti-gang counselor was arrested today. Ronald Barron was shot to death Sunday night after confronting a graffiti tagger. Barron was a former member of the Mansfield Crips. He worked for years with gang intervention program AmeriCan. Today, leaders of the Asian and Pacific Islander community celebrated the release of a book called Fractured Justice. It shows the impact state budget cuts have had on vulnerable Asian communities around California. The group says the governor's plan to close this year's $20 billion budget gap will cut life-saving programs for immigrants and needy families. R.P. Andonian is an administrator at Daylight Adult Health Center. She says the cuts would take away services many senior citizens rely on.
It is not a luxury for the families to have such programs, but it's a necessity and it's a needy program. Just this is like asking a parent which child do you like more and which child you like less.
Many programs for the poor have been cut to solve the city and state budget crises. A computer glitch left 50,000 elderly and disabled patients at risk for credit fraud. California health officials accidentally released their Social Security numbers. The numbers were printed on the outside of envelopes that were sent to the patients on February 1st. Officials are encouraging them to contact credit agencies to freeze all new accounts. And Los Angeles is often seen as a city of haves and have-nots, but those in the middle are getting squeezed too. Shireen Parsivand reports on an effort to bring L.A. County's leaders to the table to improve prospects for those falling behind in the economy.
The population of working poor in Los Angeles County is 7.5% higher than in the country as a whole. That's according to a new report, L.A. County, 10 years later, A Tale of Two Cities. The United Way of Greater Los Angeles released the report today at a lunch for 300 civic and business leaders in the California Science Center. USC professor Manuel Pastor worked on the report. He says only the top 1% of earners have gained ground over the past 20 years.
By not paying attention to those who are at the bottom, what we've really done is not shore up the economy in a way that will protect the middle class, and we all have skin in this game.
The lunch was part of an effort to build alliances among business, labor, and other local leaders. The United Way says business leaders were influential in expanding health insurance for the children of the working poor. That was one of the bright spots in the report. AFL-CIO official Maria Elena Durazo says business leaders are key to winning political support.
Having a partnership with business brings a whole different set of both resources and a political voice that wasn't there before.
The United Way says it's building on existing partnerships to make improvements in education, jobs, health, and housing. Shireen Parsivand, Annenberg Radio News.
Evacuations are continuing in the foothill areas of Southern California after a weekend of storms. The National Weather Service says storms could dump more than 2 inches of rain on areas like La Cañada Flint Ridge. More than 540 residents were asked to evacuate their homes today. In weather tonight, expect more rain and thunderstorms with lows in the 40s. Tomorrow will be slightly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain, highs in the mid-50s to low 60s. On Thursday, break out the sunglasses again for sunny skies and highs in the low 60s. Later on Annenberg Radio News, Mayor Villaraigosa crashes the city council meeting to talk about the budget. And we'll talk to Eric Lee from the Southern Christian Leadership Conference about the African American community and the mayor. Clinics all over Los Angeles are partnering up to help families in need. The clinics are part of Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa's Family Source Centers program. Asim Barwani visited one clinic in Echo Park.
A bright red building on Sunset near Glendale Boulevard is where El Centro del Pueblo calls home. El Centro is just one of the 21 Los Angeles clinics that are part of Mayor Villaraigosa's program. The network helps families who once had to go to different places for help with employment, medical, or financial needs. Now, they get it all in one place.
This is pretty much a one-stop shop.
Carlos Martinez is the director of El Centro del Pueblo.
It's really like an extended family of service provision, which also the city's involved with.
El Centro has been part of the city's program since October. Families can get different kinds of help by filling out just one single form. Martinez says El Centro is becoming quite popular because it makes everything more convenient for those who need help.
People are excited that they could actually refer to one program.
Anyone in Los Angeles can come to El Centro as it does not ask for the legal status of the people it helps.
It's not our position to ask. People walk in here with a need for service, and that's really what we're focusing on.
For clinics in the South LA area, visit the city's website at lacity.org. Austin Barwani, Annenberg Radio News.
Students in public school music programs aren't used to hearing good news. A couple of celebrities changed that today, and now hundreds of Los Angeles high school students are on their way to playing new instruments. Timothy Beck Worth reports.
Music students from four local public high schools have something to cheer about today. Fidelity Investments announced a $500,000 donation to music programs across the country. Some of that money will go to LA schools like the Fauché Learning Center. Sonia is a viola player at the Renaissance Arts Academy.
That's really exciting. I think we're going to sound really awesome with all these new instruments because our instruments right now are really bad.
In a surprise announcement at Walt Disney Concert Hall, celebrities Jamie Foxx and Dominic Monaghan told students their schools are getting $100,000 for music programs. That means new equipment for students who have gotten used to playing on worn-out school instruments.
This should be commonplace. I mean, for a kid to have an opportunity to play instruments in school, it should just be given.
Jamie Foxx remembered his experiences with music as a student.
I never forget just redoing all of Lionel Richie's songs in the talent shows and Stevie Wonder songs and things like that, or playing in the band.
The announcement was broadcast live at similar events in Boston, Houston, and Chicago. The donation is part of Fidelity's 2010 Future Stage Music Program. Timothy Beckworth, Annenberg Radio News.
Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa told City Council today that the city has no choice but to lay off 300 workers. The mayor called it a last resort to help close the $212 million deficit. As Christy Birch reports, the mayor was not well received at the meeting.
If I could ask folks, please, to
okay, and if we could show some respect, please.
Mayor Villaraigosa took the podium to the audience disapproval. The mayor called his visit unprecedented. He told the council members to unite with him in making the difficult decision to lay off city workers.
Not a one of you need reminding that we're in the middle of the worst economic recession in generations.
The mayor was adamant that the council could no longer say no to more layoffs. Villaraigosa told the chamber that there are no other alternatives.
The layoffs that I've ordered are just the beginning unless we make these decisions now.
Council member Janice Hahn said she was concerned laying off more city workers would make the economy worse.
They're contributing to the economy. They're contributing to sales tax. They're contributing to everybody else's jobs in the grocery store, in Target, help me understand why we would not just be making the situation worse in our economy by laying off 1,000 people.
Villaraigosa did have support from other council members. Bernard Park said the situation demands the immediacy of the mayor's proposed layoffs.
Clearly, time is not on our side. I think the most graphic thing that has been put before us is that for every day we wait, we add four people to the lists for layoffs.
The mayor warned that avoiding layoffs and cuts could grow the deficit to almost $500 million by next year. Christy Birch, Annenberg Radio News.
Mayor Villaraigosa is facing public criticism from the African American community. Earlier today, I spoke with Eric Lee of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference.
So you wrote the mayor a letter criticizing the way he and his office handled the African American History Month celebration. Can you tell me a little bit about some of the disappointments that you had?
The African American History Month celebration is really hosted by, although it's hosted by the City of Los Angeles, is sponsored by our Author Study Club. And the president of our Author Study Club, Dr. Genevieve Shepherd, in collaboration with Danny Wakewell Jr., who's the president and executive editor of the Los Angeles Sentinel, who was the chair of the event, were blatantly disregarded during a reception period in which the honorees were brought to City Hall.
It sounds like a lot of these issues have to do with the personal interactions behind the scenes. Do you think these have an impact on the way the community views the end result of the celebration?
Well, I think that every culture is entitled to and should celebrate their cultural heritage. And I think, you know, when we talk about Los Angeles being one of the most diverse communities in the world, then we need to celebrate and recognize and respect each other's cultures. And I think that it does a lot for not only the African-American culture during Black History Month, but for other cultures who participate in our activities. When it comes to the planning, I think that the respective culture that you're celebrating needs to be more involved with the management of the day and how things go, so that there is the proper respect that is given to the culture and the leaders in that community.
What would be your hope for the way the mayor handles these events in the future?
My hope is that as we get to these cultural celebrations, that it truly reflects a converging of our respective cultures in Los Angeles so that everyone can enjoy them.
Okay, well, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Okay, my pleasure.
Safety officials are looking into complaints made by Toyota Corolla drivers who are having trouble controlling their steering wheels. There have been roughly 80 complaints made against the 2009 and 10 Corollas. Drivers say their cars wandered while driving on the highway. Toyota's reputation is taking a hit after the company added Prius hybrids to the recall list. The carmaker is also running apologetic television ads after 8.5 million Toyotas were recalled worldwide. Los Angeles public schools will have more opportunities to debate, thanks to a $25,000 grant by the Los Angeles Metro Debate League. The grant was funded with money from the Verizon Foundation. It will train more teachers and develop the debate programs at 5 schools. Now we check in with Trevor Thompson to see what's coming up on Annenberg TV News at 6 p.m. on Trojan Vision.
Thanks, Megan. We got a pretty technology-heavy show tonight. In San Pedro, they unveiled some pretty sweet stuff, some pretty sweet helicopters that can detect biological weapons coming into the port. You don't want to miss that. And in Anaheim, they installed 2 acres of solar panels on their largest recycling center. You're not going to believe how much energy they say they're going to save. I'm not going to tell you right now, because you're going to have to tune in at 6 to find out.
All right, we'll have to make sure and do that. Thanks, Trevor.
Thank you.
President Obama says he's willing to sign the health care bill even if all his requests are not met. It is part of a bipartisan effort by Obama to create jobs, reduce the deficit, and reform health care. He said he would do his best but called Republicans out if they are not up to the task. The Department of Labor reported that U.S. job openings dropped by 1/4 last year. The number of unemployed skyrocketed to more than 1/3 of Americans, meaning there are more unemployed than there are jobs. In December, for every 6 unemployed workers, there was only 1 job. That's almost double the amount of unemployed per job. 3 unemployed workers for every 1 job in December 2008. That's it for this Tuesday. We had help today from Skylar Kenny, Paul Kozowski, and Arielle Pratt. Karen Marcus is our producer. Timothy Beckworth and Richie Duchon are the executive producers. For all of us here at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Megan McCarty.